mitigating earthquakes in Oklahoma, controversy around a prayer at a Tulsa City Council meeting, and more people expected to travel for Thanksgiving. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Tuesday, November 26th. I'm Logan Layden. Well, the number of earthquakes in Oklahoma fell after 2015, when there were more than 800 across the state. State Impact's Chloe Bennett Steele reports new research shows how regulations on wastewater injections from oil and gas production contributed to that decline.
The U.S. Geological Survey study is the first of its kind showing how reducing the depths of wastewater injection can lead to fewer earthquakes on a regional scale. Physics-based models show the rate of earthquakes could have been four times larger this year without rules from the Oklahoma Corporation Commission mandating more shallow injection depths in 2015. USGS geophysicist Robert Skomel led the research.
The next major question is, you know, can we duplicate what's happened in Oklahoma to Texas and reduce rates down there too?
Oklahoma's rate of earthquakes is still higher than its historical baseline, but the state's success mitigating them could be a model for places where earthquakes are on the rise. For State Impact Oklahoma, I'm Chloe Bennett Steele.
A prayer before a Tulsa City Council meeting has drawn accusations and political posturing from state officials. At a meeting last week, outgoing counselor Krista Patrick's pagan priestess, Amy McAdams, gave the opening invocation.
As a priestess of the goddess, I invoke the Gorgonea. Champions of equality and sacred rage, I call to Medusa, monstrous hero of the oppressed.
Tulsa City Council rules don't specify a particular kind of faith to be given in invocations, but invocations given are often Christian. Both Governor Kevin Stitt and State Superintendent Ryan Walters accused McAdams of Satanism in posts on X. Stitt also invoked Christian language and said, quote, "Tulsans need to remember who allowed this at the ballot box." Patrick said paganism does not include a belief in Satan. When asked about Stitt's remarks, Patrick said she wishes him love and tolerance.
I hope that he can find a place in his heart to focus on his own spirituality and not focus on those that he is not informed about.
Counselor Laura Bellis said she wants to change council rules to only have a moment of silence without an invocation. Bellis says she doesn't want anyone to feel as if the city government does not represent them. And AAA is estimating an increase in travel this Thanksgiving. KGOU's Spencer Plato has more for those planning to hit the road.
If you're planning to travel for your turkey dinner, you might be hitting some red lights. AAA estimates more than 697,000 Oklahomans will be traveling. 91% of Oklahoma travelers will be driving to their destinations. Sean Stewart with AAA says the roads will be extra busy this holiday.
Tuesday and Wednesday will be the busiest days on the roads for people leaving. And then certainly coming back on Sunday and even Monday, we expect the highways to be fairly busy.
AAA is sharing tips for those traveling, like avoiding rush hour in larger cities, servicing and inspecting your car. And if you're flying, be sure to arrive early to the airport and download your airline's app. I'm Spencer Plato.
And for additional news throughout the day, visit our website, kgou.org, and follow us on social media.
No matter what happens in Washington, the NPR Politics Podcast is here for you. For the latest news, insights, and analysis from the election and beyond, listen to the NPR Politics Podcast.